A Victorian coroner has criticised the inconsistent advice that parents get about babies sleeping in the same bed as their parents. Coroner John Olley has said it's inherently dangerous for a parent to sleep in the same bed as an infant younger than 12 months old. He extended the warning to any sleep surface, including sofas, mattresses and chairs. The coroner's been investigating the deaths of four babies who had been co-sleeping with parents. David Weber reports.
The coroner was looking into the deaths of four babies aged between 10 weeks and 5 months. All were the victims of sudden infant death syndrome, and all were in bed with at least one of their parents. The SIDS and Kids organisation says the co-sleeping mortality rate is unnecessarily high. The National Coordinator of Education and Bereavement Services, Jill Green.
Each year in Australia, over 100 little ones that are placed in their sleeping environment, there's around about 100 who die, just over 100 that die of some unexpected death in infancy. Near half of those deaths are in co-sleeping situations. So we need to look at the parents themselves. Is there smoking involved? Is there drugs or alcohol? But also we need to look at the infant. Is the infant more vulnerable at that time? Do they have a cold or an infection? Is that why parents have brought them into bed to try and settle them? So a safe sleeping environment for an infant, it is in a safe cot.
To what extent does it depend on the size of the parent? Because some mums and dads are bigger than others.
And also the size of, if mum's breastfeeding, the size of her breasts, etc. And it can also be the mattress that they're on. If your mattress is quite a few years old and you're quite a big person or your partner's a big person, what's the possibility that there could be a dip in your mattress where, therefore, that babe could roll from their back onto their side or their tummy or roll towards mum and dad, etc. So there's a lot of different, it's not the spokes of the wheel, there's a lot of factors. Sleeping on a couch or a sofa with your babe, there's an even higher risk of SIDS occurring.
Is there still a risk when the baby is healthy, a good size, and the parents are healthy, and the bed, the mattress is not too soft? Is it still considered that there could be a risk?
Yes, current evidence is showing us that small babes under the age of, I think the coroner stated today, under the age of 6 months, we say babes around about that 6 to 4 months of age, there's a higher risk of SIDS occurring even if you take out those other risk factors. Parents also need to think about things such as what is the state of their mattress? Do they have a sheepskin or a lamb's wool underlay underneath that sheet? If there's any possibility of that babe rolling over onto that, there is a higher risk of SIDS occurring.
But are there inconsistent messages being put out by health professionals?
Yes, there are. I think parents are getting mixed messages from not only health professionals, but media. Flipping through magazines, you can see beautiful photos, but it may be of a babe on the tummy. It might be of mum and dad sharing a surface with the baby. All the way along that pathway through pregnancy, through the birth at the hospital, and postnatally, parents deserve to be informed of by consistent messages, evidence-based messages. Most of the time, if we know why we have to do something, then that changes our behaviour.
The National Coordinator of Education and Bereavement Services, Jill Green, speaking to David Weber.